Hello, everyone. I am Lily Mae, and welcome to another episode of the Glambitious Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, head over to theglamceo.com. That is theglamceo.com. And join my email list because I send out grants for women entrepreneurs at the beginning of every month. I mean, hundreds of grants to help you finance your business, your vision. And in addition, I'm so excited to announce that we will be returning to New Orleans for Essence Festival this summer. So we do have speaker slots, panelist slots, and tickets are available at 2024brunch.eventbrite.com. So definitely go ahead and make your travel arrangements to meet us at Essence Festival. Now, without further ado, I have a special guest here. As always, I'm trying to find, you know, dynamic women visionaries to introduce you to. So Miss Denicia, please introduce yourself to the listeners.
Hello, hello, everyone. I am Denicia Styles. I am the owner of Deluxe Consulting Group. Thank you so much, Lily Mae, for having me on today. I'm very excited about this opportunity.
Yes, I'm excited to have you. So tell everyone a little bit about your journey into the credit repair and tax consulting industry.
Sure. My journey started about 9 years ago when I decided to step out on faith and purchase my first home for me and my boys as a single mom. I was actually going through a divorce / separation, and I was looking for a couple of places to go and rent. If anybody know about renting, it's pretty expensive. So I thought about, why not home ownership? At that time, I did have some credit challenges. So I decided to, learn about how I can fix my credit to get me over to the next level. I did that, and it was a learning experience. I love learning new things, and I love teaching people things that I have learned. So that motivated me to learn more, and so that I'll be able to help others.
I love it. I think that was very smart to get into home ownership because now the market is crazy. People are paying like $2,000 a month for one bedroom apartment. So kudos to you, you know, for taking the plunge into home ownership and learning what it takes to get your credit in order so that you could do that for your children. What were some of the challenges you faced, you know, entering into the industry?
Some of the main challenges that I face is people, they be so excited to do it. And a lot of people wait probably to the last minute when they're ready to really make that purchase or make that change. And they're looking for a quick fix. So I have to tell a lot of people, you know, you didn't damage your credit in 30 days. So how do you expect to, you know, fix it and come out with an 800 score in, you know, overnight or in 15 or 20 days? Like, life's work magic, but I'm not that magical to make it happen.
Yeah, I can imagine because as a publicist, I often have clients who want, you know, to be on a billboard tomorrow. And it's like everything takes time. Everything takes time. So I think because we're in, you know, the society where everything happens quick, like they call it a microwave society. Sometimes people have unreasonable expectations when it comes to things. So I could definitely, you know, imagine that being a bit of a challenge in your industry. But I'm sure you have some success stories as well. So are there any success stories where, you know, you've really helped impact someone's financial situation?
I think one of the ones that I love actually just recently happened. I helped a single mom, something like myself. She came to me, shared her story because I like to do a one-on-one with my clients before we dive in just to get a feel of what they're looking for, their needs, what they're trying to accomplish, to make sure that I'm a good fit for them. Because sometimes, you know, just because people come to you, you might not be that perfect fit for them to work with. So hearing her story, it made me like dive right into it. Like, yes, please sign up. I'm looking forward to working with you. She was in the midst of not only trying to get a home, but starting a not-for-profit business. So I was able to not only help her get her credit right to get into her home, but also get her set up, build the business foundation and entity that she needed for that not-for-profit and get her started with that, and also secure a grant and funding for that as well. So it's kind of like she got a 2-for-1 deal in signing up for the program. So that is something that's close to my heart, a story I like to share and keep in contact with her and make sure, you know, things are on track.
That's amazing, you know, and being that you have had the similar journey with her as it relates to being a single mom, I'm sure that was also, you know, a place of alignment. And so sometimes the things that are like our challenges, you know, it's really for us to help other people in similar situations. So I applaud you for being able to, you know, connect that in that way and help her in that way.
Thank you. It was It was definitely a fulfilling, heartfelt, fulfilling moment for me to accomplish that for her.
Right. And that's how you know you're in your purpose, is when you have those feel good moments. It's like a reminder that there is purpose on your life and you are in the right place doing the right thing. And I want to ask you a little bit more about the transition part, because you mentioned, you know, that you were a single mom and you had to find a home, you know, for you and your children. How did you stay mentally resilient during that transition of, you know, becoming a single mom and having to provide for your children?
One of the things, if anybody could imagine, it was definitely challenging. I am very faithful in the word in God. So I prayed a lot. I kept the determination. I knew what I wanted, and I was willing to put in the work to get to where I needed to be for it. So I would say definitely keeping that faith and keeping consistency to get to where I needed to be. Now, it was challenging, but I have to say, anything that's easy, if it's too easy, I don't even want it. Like, anybody can have it or do it. So I knew that it was something, I was walking in my purpose, and it was something I needed to do, and it was for me. And I knew renting wasn't the way to go. So I was just determined and motivated and stayed the course.
Staying the course. That is such great advice for anyone listening that may find themselves in a bit of a transition or a challenging season. Just stay the course. You know, walking in your purpose means putting one foot in front of the other, no matter what's going on around you. So I applaud you for, you know, being able to do that. And now you're in a place where you can educate your clients, you know. So how do you involve like education to let them know about the ins and outs of credit repair and tax season?
So what I do when I'm working with a client and they sign up with me, I not only I don't only correct your profile, I also give you tips, give you resources that you can use to rebuild, give you ideas that you can use to stay the course, like stay on track, so you do not have to repeat that same cycle. So it's not only a something you sign up for a repair, but I want to educate you, school you as well, to make sure you're on track. The same thing with taxes. You know, clients may come and they may have went exempt the whole year. Everybody know that's a no-no. You know, so I try to give them the do's and the don'ts, and not only give the do's and the don'ts, but the reason behind why you should and shouldn't do things.
Right. And that's so important, so that after you help them with their credit and after you help them with their taxes, they can be on the right track for the following year. So
exactly. Yeah.
Education is so important, and I'm glad that you're, especially within the Black community, specifically, because a lot of us don't grow up with that education. I didn't grow up with financial education. No one taught me about, you know, balancing an account and saving and 401k or any of those things. So, you know, no one taught me about the importance of credit at all, you know, so I just had to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, glad that there are people like you to help others along and educate us on the process. Did you have any of that type of education growing up as it relates to finances?
Unfortunately, no. And that's why I found myself in that situation. And to be honest, after I purchased my home, maybe like a year or so later, I was in that same situation again. So that's why I made it a purpose myself. When I'm working with people, I want to educate them as well to make sure, like, you know, like this, you do this, you don't do this. Like, you going through this process, please don't, you know, as much as I would love the money, I would love the business, but I prefer not to see you again, because I want to make sure that you understand the importance of this and how not to get in this situation again. So no, I was not educated as well. It was all a learning experience for me.
So what advice would you give to people who are struggling with credit issues or like complex tax situations? Because I know a lot of times when people get in those binds, they just kind of neglect it. You know, they don't face it and handle it. What would be your advice to them?
I would definitely say do not neglect it. Like, get a hold of it as soon as you can. Jump ahead of the situation before it continues to jump ahead of you. Even if that means just calling, signing up, doing a one-on-one to just talk to someone to go through, like, your different options, what options is available to you. Because sometimes the situation is not that bad if we jump on it right away. But the longer you let it linger out there, the worse that you can make that simple situation be. So I definitely say jump ahead of the situation before it get worse.
Absolutely. And so tell everyone, you know, what's next for your business and how they can connect with you so that they can go ahead and jump ahead of any credit or tax situation they have going on.
What's next for the business? I just want to continue to grow the business. As I learn, I want to implement new strategies, new services, new resources to share with my people. I love learning new things, and I love implementing those new things that I learned with other people. I am adding another division to gear more towards business, helping people with the business foundation, business credit. Like I said, I was able to help that lady to even apply for a grant. That was something new for me, but I enjoyed the process. So that's something that I will be adding to the services. So I would say just be on the lookout. You can find me on social media. I am _TheLuxWay. And I'm also on Facebook, Delux and Company Consulting Group. You can email me at info@delux.com. And yeah, I would love to connect to whoever's out there interested in any tax services or credit service.
All right. All right. So y'all, we're here at the beginning of the year. It's January 2024. This is the perfect time to connect with an expert to prepare for tax season or to get your credit together. So make sure that you connect with her, follow her on social media. At the very least, book a one-on-one call to see if there is an alignment there so that you can start this year on the right foot. Okay. So thank you again for, you know, speaking with us today, sharing some tips with us, and just, you know, being a woman that is helping her people, helping other people of color to elevate with their credit and elevate with their finances. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much again for the opportunity. And I look forward to working with anyone that needs my help or my services, even if it's just to get a sound advice. You have a question, please reach out. Again, I'm here to do a service, and that's to help my people to get ahead and get to the next level in life.
That's right. It's 2024. We want to make sure that this year is our best year. Again, if this is your first time tuning in, head over to theglamceo.com and check out the different opportunities to grow your visibility as an entrepreneur. And you can also follow me on Instagram @IamLilyMae and let me know what you think about this episode. All right. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.